Kieran Ward, congratulations, you're into an Ulster semi-final. A lot of people thought this would have been one-way traffic, but it definitely wasn't that out there today.
No, we knew coming into the game what Derry were going to bring. It wasn't going to be a one-way game now. And in fairness to them, they matched us all over the field and there was never too much between us. We got goals maybe at the right time and put a bit of daylight between us. But all in all, good to get the win. Again, we're still two steps away from where we want to be. So it was all about getting over today and moving on now for a semi-final against Down in 2 weeks.
I suppose looking at the conditions here today, it was very, very warm out there. And no doubt that was a strain on the legs in the first half. You got the goal, I suppose, a good, well-worked goal. But Derry kept coming back.
Yeah, Derry, you know, if any team has any fight them, they're not going to lie down. And that's what Derry brought. You know, maybe at times we give the ball away or we were sloppy in possession and they got energy from that and they were able to drive at us when we were out of position. And then you know, we were kind of last-ditch defending and we gave away probably a bit too many scoreable frees there and let them back into the game.
I suppose they had about 12 opportunities, 13 opportunities that they didn't take. If they took those, it would have been a tighter game out there today.
Absolutely, you know, we were probably lucky in terms of they had some bad wides. They were getting into the right positions, but they just weren't executing the shot. So it's something we're going to have to look at, you know. Probably a positive for us as a defence is we didn't concede a goal, which has been the only second time this year. So that's something we put on. But again, we still probably conceded too many points. 15 points is not going to get you an Ulster final or an Ulster title. So that's something we're going to have to try and knock down.
And just looking at the appetite today was good. Declan would be happy with it. Opportunities came for various players, but one player that stepped up again was Cian Mulligan. He rattled the net once again. Supposed to have those, you know, substitutions in your locker as well, really helps the squad.
Especially in a day like today when the heat was a massive factor, you know, to have a fresh pair of legs coming on and against a tired defence. Fairness to Cian, yeah, he stuck the ball away well. There was a good move up to that. We had men supporting the runner and it was easy for the space to be created because people were putting in the hard work. And in fairness to Cian, he could have had the point, but not. He was happy enough to go for a goal. And at that time, we probably needed another score just to kill the game. So it came at the right time. And in fairness to him, now 2 goals in 2 games. So he's doing the right job. You know, he's being an impact from the bench. And that's what we need. We need 5 or 6 players who are going to make a difference coming onto the pitch to give us the energy as well to see the game.
I suppose compared to last year, having the opportunities to give different players different time, suppose yourself, you're settling in nicely. You had a couple of opportunities. Maybe you might have had a point like last week, but it just couldn't materialise for you.
Yeah, you know, you get that far up the field, you kind of have a bit of a nosebleed. So you have a split second to make a decision. And I just found at times when I was there that there was maybe a man too close to me. So the option was to recycle the ball back and you know, give it to the forwards. That's where they're on the field, is they put the ball over the bar and they did that.
There's a lot of honesty out there today and there's a lot of lads really putting their hand up for the cause. Yourself personally, I suppose, there's a real feeling about the county, about this team at the minute.
You know, it's a whole new team in a way. There's fellas there now that have been, myself included, have been on the scene now for 2 to 3 years. So, you know, we're at a stage now where we have to be pushing on. We're not a new team or we're not a team in transition anymore, I don't feel. So again, we have great excitement, yeah. You know, the potential that's in that team. Fellas coming with underage medals and then the senior boys who have all Irelands and the Ulster medals as well to back that up. So it's a whole new team now for us and you know, it'd be a disappointment, I feel, if we don't make a crack at Ulster.
See, Neil McGee went off. Any indications what happened, Neil? Is he okay?
I have no idea whatsoever. He might have got a knock on the back or something like that, but I don't think it's going to be too serious for him.
All roads lead to the 10th of June. Now it's Down next up, suppose. You got a little bit of a look at them, but no doubt it's all attention to that now, Kill.
Yeah, you know, it's these games come thick and fast. You don't really get that much of an opportunity to analyse teams. So the most that we can do is focus on ourselves for 90% of the time, and the last 10 there is going to come down to what Down can bring to the table. So looking up for another good cracking game of Ulster football. That's where, as I said, we want to be, and we have to go out and do that job now again in 2 weeks and see where that takes us.